Okay, today we're going to learn Dav Lamed Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding up the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah tells us, Ein Maskirim Malchus Chron Shofros Shel Peronis. Whenever we pick the Pesukim to say of Malchus Chron Shofros, which we just got through saying, you're supposed to have 10 Pesukim of each, we should try to make sure that they're upbeat Pesukim. They're not negative Pesukim of bad things for Klal Yisrael. Maschil B'Torah. With these 10 Pesukim, you always start with Pesukim of the Torah, Umashlim B'Navi. And the last series should be Pesukim from Navi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishlim B'Torah, Yatzah, that if you're Mashlim with Pesukim from the Torah, then you are Yotze, even if you're not Mashlim with Pesukim from the Navi. So says the Gemara now. The Mishnah had said you should not mention negative Pesukim. What would be an example of negative Pesukim? Malchios Kigon, Chayaninum Hashem Elokim, Imlo Biyad Chazak Vesarnatuya, Uvechema Shafucha, Imlo Chaleichem. Navi Yecheskel is telling the Jewish people that they're not going to be like the other Goyim, but rather it's Biyad Chazaka and with anger that he's going to rule over them. So you see the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's Bederach Peronos. V'yafel Gavdam Rav Nachman Kol Kiyai Ritcha Lirtach Kutcha Bruch Ha'alan V'liv Frokinon. And even though Rav Nachman says that Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get so angry at us and then redeem us against our will and rule over us however he wants to rule over us, so you see there is a silver lining in that pasuk, because it is at least under the direct Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiven de Beritcha Amur, since it's said in anger at Kuri Ritach Bereshat Alamat Kirinan. Bad idea to bring up God's anger on Rosh Hashanah. Zikaron, what's a peronos of Zikaron? Kigon, the pasuk Vayizkar ki basar hema, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the lowliness of man, that he's basar v'dam, and that he's going to die eventually. So that mentions the Zikaron of Hashem, but it's peronos, it's misa. Shofar, what's a negative pasuk about shofar? Tiku shofar begiva, which is a pasuk that talks about tkiya shofar, but it mentions negative things that we should be careful of the enemies that are going to attack us. So you're not supposed to mention pesukim like that. Omer. But if you want to say pesukim that are about negative things for of the kochavim and mention themes of malchus and chronos shofar, that's fine. For example, malchus kigon Hashem melech yugzu amim, ukigon Hashem melech olam va'ed. Of du goyim me'artzo, these are about God taking out his anger on the other nations. Zikaron kigon zechar Hashem levnei Edom, shofar kigon ze elukim b'shofar yitaka v'halach besaros teimon, uksiv Hashem tzvakos yagen aleihem. So, main point number one, we're not supposed to mention psukim of Malchus Zechron Shofros that relate to the Peronos of Klal Yisrael, but we can use psukim that relate to the Peronos of the Umas Ha'olam. Ein maskirin zikaron shel yachid va'afilu letova. We're not supposed to mention a zikaron of an individual, even if it's a positive one. Kigon zechron Yashem beretzon amecha, where David HaMelech says, "Remember me." Ukigon zechron li elokai letova, remember me. That Nehemiah says that Rosh Baruch should remember him. We're not talking about individuals on Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara brings several machlokas about the pesukim of Malchus Zechron Shofros that we learn in a brisa. Pikdonos, the pesukim that mention Pikida, Harehin ki Zichronos. That's another word for Zichronos, and therefore those psukim work as well. Kigon Vashem Pakad Desara, or Kigon Pakad Deschem. Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yudomer Einon ki Zichronos. Rabbi Yudah says they are not like the Zichronos. You need a pasuk that actually mentions Zichronos. Rabbi Yossi, Nihin Nami de Pikdonos Harehin ki Zichronos, Vashem Pakad Desara. But wait, didn't we just say a rule that you're not supposed to mention something about a yachid? Hashem pakad asara, even if you want to say it counts as a chronos, but it is a yachid. Sara was a yachid. So kivin das rab mina karab damya. Say now, since a lot of people emerged from Sara, all of Klal Yisrael came from Sara, Sara takes on a different status as being like a rabbim. The Brisa continues, another machlokas. Su'ushom rasheicha minasu piskal miyav melech hakavod. Mize melech hakavod Hashem izuz v'gibar Hashem gibar melchama. Su'ushom rasheicha minasu piskal miyav melech hakavod. Mize melech hakavod Hashem tzvakos. Hu melech hakavod selah. Rishona, when it says Su Sharim, at first it's considered Shtayim. It's considered two psukim of Malchios, because it says Melech twice. Ve'eva Melech HaKavod and Mihuze Melech HaKavod. In Su Sharim, B'Shnia, in the second Su Sharim, Shalosh, there are three mentions of Malchios, because it says Hashem Tzvakos, whom Melech HaKavod. So Div Rabbi Yossi, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So these psukim can count as five psukim of Malchios. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona Achas, that the first Usharim only is one, because it's Mihuza Melech, because of the Pasuk of Mihuza Melech HaKavod doesn't get counted as Malchios, because it's a Lashon of a question. Mihu, who is the Melech HaKavod? And the Shnia, the second Su'usharim, Shtayim, only counts as two Malchios, so it's a total of three altogether from those Pesukim. Another Machlokas relating to Pesukim of Malchios. Zamer Elokim Zameru, Zamer Malkim Zameru, Ki Melech Kol Ha'aretz Elokim, Ki Melech Kol Ha'aretz Elokim. Someone who says those Pesukim, Shtayim, that's two mentions of Malchios, Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Domer, Achas, it only counts as one, because the first one, Zamer Malkim Zameru, is not considered Malchus, because it's mentioning the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu only on one nation. V'shavin b'melech elokim al goyim elokim yashav al kisei kodesho shi achas. And everyone agrees that that's only one, because the end of the pasuk elokim yashav al kisei kodesho is not considered Malchus, because it doesn't say Malchus. It says the throne, but it doesn't say Malchus. Another machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda about Malchios, zikaron sheyesh bo trua, whenever it says, when the psukim that say zikaron, that also mention loshon trua, kigon, shabbos and zikron trua, mikra kodesh, omra im hazichronos. You should mention such a pasuk with the psukim of zichronos, not with shofros, ve omra im hashofros, or you could say that with shofros, div Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eno omra ele im hazichronos bulvad. Such a pasuk does not belong with shofros, only with zichronos. Malchus sheyeshimo trua, when you have a pasuk that mentions Malchus and trua, kigon Hashem elokav imo utruas melech bo, omra ima malchios, you mention it with malchios, v'omra ima shofros, div Rabbi Yossi, or you can mention it together with shofros. Rabbi domra ina omra elim ima malchios bevad, you only say it with malchios. Trua she'enima lokalum, if you have a trua, a pasuk that only mentions trua, kigon, yom trua yelechem, omra ima shofros, div Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi domra ina omra kaliker. It's a question whether you're allowed to say that as a pasuk of shofros, because trua relates to a shofar, or you can't say it at all, because lashon trua is not a lashon of shofar. Good, so we had so many different machlokos about what psukim get included and how many times a single pasuk could be included, how many times you can count toward the cheshbon. Okay, we mentioned in the Mishnah that the 10 psukim maschil b'Torah, you start with psukim of Torah, mashlim b'Navi, and you conclude with a pasuk from Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hishlim b'Torah yatsa, that if you mashlim with a pasuk in the Torah, if you complete the series with a pasuk in the Torah, you yotze. So I ask, im hishlim, sounds like if you completed it with a pasuk in the Torah, that's okay, but really you're not supposed to do that. Vatanya, but we have a braisa, Rabbi Yossi Amar Mashlim B'Torah, Reze Mishubach, that it's praiseworthy, it's a great thing to finish with the pasukim in the Torah. So, Ema Mashlim, you should say that Rabbi Yossi doesn't say Ha Mashlim or Im Hishlim, but rather Mashlim, you should be Mashlim with the Torah. I v'ha im hishlim katani. It says im hishlim, it doesn't say mashlim. Diavad in l'chadchil lo, which implies that it's only b'diavad. Hachi kamer, here's what he meant to say. Maschil b'torah, mashlim b'navi. Start with the Torah and you're mashlim with the Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mashlim b'torah, v'im hishlim b'navi yatsa. That you're supposed to be mashlim with the Torah if you use Navi to complete the series, that's also okay b'diavad. Those who are extremely humble and people who loved mitzvos and good people, they would always finish with psukim of the Torah. Now the Mishnah said no less than 10 psukim of Malchus Chronos Shofros. These 10 psukim come from Torah Neviim Ksuvim. So Bishlam, I understand the psukim Zichronos V'Shofros Yikatuva. There's so many psukim about Zichronos V'Shofros in the Torah. El Malchios Tlashu Dahavyan, there are only three. Hashem Elokav Imo Utruas Melech Bo, Vayhi Bishur Melech, and Hashem Yimloch Lon Ve'ed. Vanan Bein An Eser Veleka. But we need 10 psukim from Malchios, from which four of them are supposed to come from the Torah, but because we start with three from the Torah, we're supposed to end with one from the Torah, like Rabbi Yossi said, but we don't have four psukim of Malchios in the Torah. So asks the Gemara, how do you start with three psukim of Malchios from the Torah, conclude with a fourth pasuk of Malchios from the Torah? We don't have it. You only have three. Amar Avuna Tashma, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Malchus. Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchus. That is the definition of Kabbalah Shema Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Malchus. No, it's not Malchus. V'yadat hayom v'shivos alivavecha ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ein od, that's Malchus. So you can count that with the Pesuk of Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Eina Malchus. That's not Malchus. Ata reis ladas ki Hashem Elokim eina mavado, Malchus. Rabbi Yossi says, that's Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Eina Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not considered Malchus. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you have these three extra psukim that could all count as Malchus, so you have plenty to pick from. What do you do according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need more than three psukim from the Torah for Malchus, because Rabbi Yehuda is like the Tanakama in the Mishnah, that the tenth pasuk that you mention should be a pasuk from Navi and not a pasuk from the Torah. So you're perfectly fine according to Rabbi Yehuda. The whole problem was only according to Rabbi Yossi. So main point, even though you're supposed to have let's put it this way. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're supposed to have four psukim of Malchus from the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda holds only three. That's a good thing, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are only three in the Torah. Rabbi Yossi holds that there are six to choose from in the Torah. New Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Ha'over l'vnei ha'tefa b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah ha'sheni. Someone davens for an amud on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah ha'sheni, meaning he davens Musaf. I'm sorry, b'yom tov shel Hashanah, Hasheni Matkia. The guy who davens Musaf should say the Malchus of Chronos Shofar through which we blow the shofar itself. Ubishasa Hallel, and on Yom Tovim where you say Hallel, Harishon Makres Hallel. Meaning on another Yom Tovim when we say Hallel, the Bal Shachris is the one who says Hallel. So main point, Mishnah says that the Bal Musaf is the one where there is Tekios on Rosh Hashanah. And on other Yom Tovim, the Baal Shachris is the one that says Hallel. So Gemara explains the reason that the Sheikh Sibra of Davin's Musaf is the one that's Matkia, the shofar, and not the Sheikh Sibra of Shachris. Maishna Sheini Matkia, Dibravam Hadras Mishum Dibravam Hadras Melech. Why is it that it's the Sheini, that it's the Baal Musaf that's Matkia? Probably it's because of Bravam Hadras Melech, and by the time you get to Musaf, the shul has already filled up. But if that's the case, Halal Nami Nema Basheni. Why doesn't the Baal Musaf also say Halal Mishum Debravam Hadras Melech in order to ensure that we have a large crowd for Halal? Elamaishna Halal Debarishon Mishum Dezizim Makdim Lemitzvos. Tkia Nami Nabarishon. Well, why is it that we say Halal first? Oh, it must be because of Dezizim Makdim Lemitzvos. If that's the case, then we should blow Tkios also at Shachris Mishum Dezizim Makdim Lemitzvos. Amar Biachim Bishas Gzeris Hamalchus Shanu. Our Mishnah, it says that you're Tokay. And you say Pesukim Malchus Zechron Shofros at Musaf is talking about a Shas Hashmad where the enemies wouldn't allow us to be Tokeya, so we had to wait and till throughout the whole they would sit there waiting throughout Shachris, and only once they saw we didn't blow through Shachris they would lose patience, they would leave Shul. Good, once they were gone then we could blow Shofar. But really the halacha should have been that we blow Shofar during Shachris. Midkamer b'shas ha'halel. Now the Gemara says from the fact that the Mishnah had said b'shas ha'halel, so that implies mechal deb Rosh Hashanah leka halel, that in Rosh Hashanah there is no halel. My time, why isn't there halel in Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rabbi Abo, Amru Malach Yeshari Sinekhoz Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. The Malach Yeshari said to Hashem, Mipnei Ma'in Yisrael Amrim Shiru Lefnecha B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim. Why is it that the Klal Yisrael is not saying Halal and Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim? Amar Lahem, Efshem Malach Yoshev Al-Kisei Din V'Sifr Chaim V'Sifr Mesem Psuchim Lefan V'Yisrael Amrim Shira. You know how serious the day this is? The Book of Life and the Book of Death is open in front of the King of the World, and they're going to sing, they're going to say Shira. It's inappropriate to say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Okay, so let's do a couple of main points over here. First of all, there's a conflict between the principle of Baravam Hadras Melech, which would imply that we should do both Halal and Tkias Shofar at Musaf, versus Rizim Makdim and Lemitzos, which would suggest we do them both at Shachris. The Gemara concludes that Zrizin wins, and the only reason we blow Shofar at Musaf is because of Gzeres Hashmad, which is remarkable. Zrizin wins, and really by Shachris we should be blowing Shofar, but we only do because of Gzeres Hashmad. And then the next main point is the reason we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is because Sifrei Mesim, Sifrei Chaim, Psuchim Lefanav. It's deemed an inappropriate time to say Hallel because that's when the Book of Life and the Book of Death is open in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an appropriate time to say Hallel. All right, we'll stop there a little bit early on the page because the next Amud is very short. So we'll stop at the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amud Beis.